I ask you to turn today. We're going to be in Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. And we will read verses 1 through 11 in the Gospel of Mark. Amen. Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. And we're going to be looking at the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
On this Palm Sunday. Amen. I pray too, amen, that Jesus' triumphal entry for you is not limited simply to the biblical accounts, but that Jesus has triumphantly entered into your life.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Because if he hasn't triumphantly entered into your life,
Jesus,
then this triumphal entry in the Bible really doesn't mean much.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Because the way he entered, the Jesus of the Bible desires to be the Jesus of your life.
Yeah.
Amen? And if he enters here triumphantly, he wants to enter your life triumphantly,
Jesus,
as well. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So let's take a look today at the triumphal entry in the Bible. Amen. And we're going to be again in Mark chapter 11. And let's start at verse number 1. And it says, "And when they came nigh to Jerusalem unto Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples, and saying unto them, Go your way into the village over against you. And as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without, in a place where two ways met, and they loosed him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do ye, loosing the colt? And they said unto them, Even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees, and strawed them in the way. And they that went before, and they that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray today as we prepare our hearts for the word. Father, we ask you now to prepare our hearts to receive your word. Father, your word, God, makes all the difference in our lives. Your word is how we should live. You declared it. And so, Father, we're praying today that we will receive your word, not just with gladness, not just with joy, but, God, that we will receive it with understanding. Open our eyes of understanding that we may see exactly what it is that you're showing us and how we can apply it to our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I'm praying blessings upon your people, and Father, asking for a blessing upon myself,
yes,
to do your will and desire. Well, let your will be done in the name of Jesus Christ,
Father.
And may all the glory and the honor be given unto you. You alone are worthy, God. We love you today, and we desire you, God, to have your way in this place right now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. For Joe Baker. Praise God for James Lyons.
Amen.
The Les Power. Praise God for all of you. Amen. Praise God for Joseph and Christian. Justin. And my wife and Brandon.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. You gotta say, somebody has to say, praise God. We should wake up in the morning. Praise God for my wife.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God for my children.
Amen.
Even the one who got on my nerves last night.
Amen.
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 And children, you just say, praise God for that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he gets on my nerves sometimes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God didn't make a mistake when he gave you your family.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God for those who are in your life. Amen. Our scripture today, amen, Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11, the triumphal entry of Jesus, and obviously, amen, it's in all four of the Gospels, amen. Mm-hmm. Matthew chapter 21, Mark 11, Luke 19, John chapter 12, amen. So, we read them all, because it you find different facts that each Gospel writer might have spoken about, amen, but you put it all together and you have the story of the triumphal entry. We're going to be focusing on Mark chapter 11. Our title today, amen, is An Imaginary Jesus. Amen. An Imaginary Jesus. Amen. Jesus entered in this scripture text. He entered triumphantly. And his entry, amen, was the fulfillment of Scripture. Amen. Because in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, the word says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon a donkey, and upon a colt, the foal of a donkey." Amen. Amen. And when you read the other scripture, when you read Matthew, you read John, here it says he was riding upon a colt, but Matthew and John make it clear that it was a donkey. Mm-hmm. Amen. He was riding upon a donkey in fulfillment of the scripture in Zechariah. And the people knew this,
yes,
which is why they were celebrating him, right? They were hailing him and, "Hosanna, save us now." Amen. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. They were saying all the right things, amen. But they were blessing and hailing Jesus as their king.
Yes.
But the truth was, they were blessing an imaginary Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen. They were blessing a Jesus that was a figment of their imagination.
Wow.
Because they looked at this Jesus who was coming in on this donkey, on the colt of a donkey, on a colt that Jesus said no man had ever ridden on this donkey before.
Yeah.
That means this donkey was untrained.
Mm-hmm.
Never broken in. Amen. And he comes riding on this donkey, and they're hailing Jesus and cheering Jesus and celebrating Jesus and lifting up the name of Jesus. But they were doing this to an imaginary Jesus, because they were doing it for a Jesus who they thought was a military ruler and a political ruler who was going to come and free them from Roman bondage.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what they were doing. Amen. They were cheering a Jesus that did not exist.
Jesus.
Amen. And in order to do that, they had to ignore all of Jesus' teachings.
Mm-hmm.
They had to ignore Jesus' example. And they even had to ignore what was going on right in front of their face.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was riding on a donkey. An untrained donkey. And if they would have really known and looked at it, if they would have looked at the Jesus who was right in front of their face, instead of the Jesus of their imagination, they would have realized, wait a minute, he's riding a donkey, man. They'd have been like, "Mark, hold up! Yeah, get mad at me because I'm going to watch Mark." Amen.
Right.
He's riding a donkey, man.
Right.
Everybody screaming, you screaming too. And all of a sudden it dawns on you, wait a minute. He's riding a donkey.
Yep.
And you would realize, you could tell your friend, don't you realize that a donkey, especially one who's untrained, is an animal of peace?
Jesus.
He ain't coming in here to overthrow the Roman government.
Wow.
He's not coming in here to lead a political insurrection. This man's coming in peace.
Mm-hmm.
They ignored that.
Yeah.
Why? Because the Jesus of their imagination was better. Because they wanted so badly to be free from Roman oppression. They wanted so badly for their land to be returned to its former glory that they made Jesus fit their desires. Here comes Jesus on an animal of peace, and they convinced themselves that he was coming for war. And they were happy about it, amen? And so they cheered him, right? They cheered him, they celebrated him, they screamed his name, right? I mean, we saw in the scripture text that we read as part of our confession that the Pharisees had to say to them, because they were screaming so loud, tell your disciples to keep it down, right? And Jesus said, if I tell them to keep it down, what? The rocks will immediately cry out. These people were screaming and hollering, but they were screaming and hollering for an imaginary Jesus.
Wow.
But then something happened, amen. They soon began to realize that the real Jesus didn't come for the reasons they thought.
Yeah.
And when the real Jesus didn't line up with their imaginary Jesus, they then made a conclusion a week later. We don't need any Jesus at all. Yeah. When that imaginary Jesus didn't match up to that real Jesus, they said, you know what? We need no Jesus. Crucify him. Away with him. Crucify him. And see, that's the problem, amen. They were not celebrating who Jesus really was. And I say to you today, amen, that I believe that in the church today, there are a whole bunch of folk who are worshiping an imaginary Jesus.
Right? Yeah, that's true.
Hmm? Mm-hmm. They are worshiping a Jesus who's a figment of their imagination.
Wow.
A Jesus that they made up.
Yeah.
Amen? Mm-hmm. And in order to get to that Jesus, you know what they have to do? They have to ignore the teachings.
That's right.
They have to ignore the example. They have to ignore the Bible that's right in front of their face.
Amen.
That reveals Jesus unto us.
That's right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, there are a whole bunch of people walking around right now who are worshiping an imaginary Jesus.
Jesus.
And we have to ask ourselves a question on this Palm Sunday. You're happy today, you're celebrating Palm Sunday, but are you rejoicing in the real Jesus or an imaginary one?
Yeah.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Because if you are worshiping and lifting up an imaginary Jesus, then just like these people, there will come a time when that imaginary Jesus of yours does not answer your prayers. He doesn't do what you want him to do.
Yeah.
And just like these people, because your imaginary Jesus and the real Jesus don't match up, you're going to say, I don't want Jesus at all. I believe there are some people who have left the faith because they were never worshiping the real Jesus. Amen. They were worshiping an imaginary Jesus, and when that imaginary Jesus couldn't help them with their real problems,
right. They
got rid of that imaginary Jesus and just threw their hands and said, I don't want Jesus at all.
Right.
And then they went over to Islam, and they went over to Buddha, and they went over to the trees, and they went over to the stars, and they went over to the universe. I'm just going to worship the universe. The universe can't help you, amen?
Amen.
Amen. You have the wrong Jesus. You have one that you created. But we got to ask ourselves, amen, do we serve and create and worship and praise and glorify a real Jesus? The real Jesus? Or an imaginary one? Amen? See, because there's some people, amen, who think, well, I'm going to get saved. I got all kinds of trouble. And I'm going to get saved. And I'm going to come. And once I give my life to the Lord, everything's going to be good. Amen?
Right.
I'm going to worship Jesus. I'm going to give my life over to Jesus. And I'm going to live a trouble-free life. That's an imaginary Jesus, amen?
Amen.
Because see, the real Jesus said, in this life, you shall have tribulation.
Yes. Yes.
See, that's what the real Jesus said. Mm-hmm. That Jesus that convinced you that you'll have a trouble-free life, That's an imaginary Jesus.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
That's an imaginary Jesus. The real Jesus, you shall have tribulation. But the real Jesus then said what? But be of good cheer. Mm-hmm. For I have overcome the world. Amen. The real Jesus never said you won't have trouble. The real Jesus says, I will be with you in trouble.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
The real Jesus never said you won't have storm. He just says to the storm, peace, be still.
Amen.
The real Jesus never said that people won't come against you and attack you. But the real Jesus said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Amen. That's the real Jesus. And see, some people, they go through life and stuff starts to go wrong, and they start wondering what's wrong with the Bible.
Mm.
They start shaking it and stuff. My Bible don't work. Amen. Your Bible works. Amen.
Yeah.
You were just focusing on a created, imaginary Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Some people come and they think, well, I'm coming to Jesus. And they think Jesus is like a genie. Like they think, well, now they're going to get a house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get a car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get a job. I'm going to get some money. And they come, and that's why they come to church. You know, they come to get, I'm coming to get my blessing.
Wow.
There are people who are unashamed. Why do you come to church today? I'm coming to get my blessing. You should be coming to worship, amen. But you coming to get your blessing.
Amen.
See, you think that Jesus wants to hear that. No, but the real Jesus says what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. Amen. See, but when you come thinking that Jesus is really concerned about your material possessions and your material comfort, that's an imaginary Jesus, amen?
Yes, yes.
And you got your mind focused on all these things. I want to accomplish this and I want to accomplish that. And Jesus, the real Jesus, says, you can't serve God and man.
That's right.
Amen? He said, you're going to have to choose, amen?
Yes.
No man can what? Serve two masters. You're going to have to choose. Amen. That's what the real Jesus has to say. But some people, they worship an imaginary Jesus.
Yeah.
They worship an imaginary Jesus who they believe. Said, you know what? I can still do what I do and just come to church on Sunday and I'll be all right. I can keep doing what I'm doing and I'll be okay. That's an imaginary Jesus, man.
Amen.
The real Jesus of the Bible says, those who want to keep their life shall lose it.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And those who will lose their life for my sake shall keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Oh, but there's some people think, well, I can just stay like I am all I come to church on Sunday. That's an imaginary Jesus, man.
Amen.
That's an imaginary Jesus. The real Jesus is looking for you to make a change.
Amen.
Huh? The real Jesus said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen.
Yes.
That's what the real Jesus says.
Mm-hmm.
And we really have to ask ourselves a question, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I'm saying the church overall, and then we have to ask the question, what Jesus am I worshiping?
Wow.
Because I'm telling you, there are some people who have created a Jesus in their mind that does not match up to the Jesus of the Bible.
Yeah.
I need the power of Jesus in my life. Right? Some people, they think they can walk around because they just sprinkle the name of Jesus on stuff. In the name of Jesus, I command you to. And Jesus is supposed to show up, his power is supposed to show up, his presence is supposed to show up, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, we want you in this place. But you don't live a life of obedience.
Oh.
Amen. Huh?
Right. Yeah.
That's an imaginary Jesus.
Amen.
You look in John chapter 14 to see what Jesus said. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And he says, anybody who loves me and keep my commandments, he said, I will manifest myself to them.
Amen.
Who's he going to reveal himself to? Who's he going to show up to? Those who are walking in obedience.
Amen.
I can do whatever I want, but I need Jesus. I can just call him. You think that's the Allstate commercial? Like a good neighbor, State Farm is that State Farm commercial? And then the bullet just pop up. You think that's how Jesus is? Like a good God, Jesus is there. You think you can do that? No. You're going to have to live a life of obedience if you want Jesus to show up in your life. Amen. Amen. He said, if you keep my commandments, I'll manifest myself to you. He said, you can do all kinds of stuff. Just call on his name. He's going to come. That's why, you got to be careful. These popular songs, come when you want him. Come. Yeah. You can call Jesus, but you have to make sure you live in an obedient life.
Amen.
Huh? Oh, I don't care if that song went to the number one on the gospel chart. You better be living a life. Don't be just, you hear that song. Oh, that's my John. That's my song. But it ain't scripture, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, somebody.
That was true.
Lord,
that was
true.
Come on. That's an imaginary Jesus, amen. Mm.
Wow.
Jesus is worthy of worship, and he knows it.
Yeah.
He's worthy of honor, and he knows it.
Yeah.
He's worthy of obedience, and he knows it.
Yeah. Right.
And just because you think that you don't have to give it to him, doesn't mean that he is going to respond to you.
Yes.
Wow. You must respond to him.
Amen.
He is your Jesus, amen. You're his disciple.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. He said, listen, you didn't choose me.
That's right.
I chose you.
Wow.
Come on, somebody. Amen. But we got this imaginary Jesus, you know.
Oh,
yeah. We got this imaginary Jesus. Amen. Amen. Walk around, we think, I'm following Jesus now. You got your Bible, you walk every Sunday, and you think everybody's supposed to like you. Right? Some people think they come to Jesus, everybody's going to like the new and improved you.
Nope.
Are you kidding me? That's an imaginary Jesus you following, amen? Come on, somebody. Jesus said, the real Jesus said what? If they hate you, know they hated me first.
That's right.
If they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. That's what the real Jesus said. Amen. That's what the real Jesus said. The real Jesus, amen, his brothers didn't even like him. Why don't you go on up to Jerusalem? Amen. They didn't even, the scriptures clearly say his brothers didn't believe in him. Jesus said, they call me Beelzebub.
Right.
He said, they call me Beelzebub. He said, they call me Beelzebub, chief of the devils. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He said, how much more are they going to call evil names to those of my household?
Yeah.
And yet here you are, man, because somebody's talking about you. See, but if you understood a servant's not greater than his Lord, you would expect that.
Yeah.
But if you follow behind an imaginary Jesus, you think everybody's supposed to like you. It ain't going to happen, amen? No, because why? Because your light's going to expose some darkness.
Yeah.
And darkness does not like the light, amen? And so when your light comes around to the dark stuff that's going on in your family and in your friends, don't be surprised. They don't want you around no more. They don't invite you to the family gatherings no more. But they don't want your light shining in their darkness.
That's
amen?
Right. That's right.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Amen. They don't want your light shining in their darkness.
Right.
Why? Because you are following the real Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Oh, but I tell you this. If you come around and all your friends, they still doing their sinning and they're doing, and they still welcome you with open arms, you following an imaginary Jesus, amen?
Amen.
They don't like you because it says the light will bruise darkness, amen? And if they just welcome you in, come on, you're the first one on the invite list. Then you follow behind an imaginary Jesus, amen? Come on, somebody. We have to make sure. If you want to praise and worship God and worship Jesus and lift him up and call by his name, you better make sure you're calling on the right one, real one, the one of the Bible. Amen?
Yes.
We got to ask ourselves a question. Have we taken the Jesus of the Bible and twisted him into some version of Jesus that makes us comfortable and happy?
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, some of us love Jesus. We love the Jesus we created.
Yeah.
It's funny. For some of us, the Jesus that we love, he's remarkably just like us.
Amen.
He likes what we like. He dislikes what we dislike. He has the same tastes. He has the same opinions. We love this Jesus. Amen?
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
We have created a Jesus who is just like us.
Wow.
That's an imaginary Jesus, I'm trying to tell you. Amen?
Yeah.
We created a Jesus who doesn't require obedience.
Right.
We created a Jesus who really doesn't want us to forgive people.
Wow. Right.
Yeah. We created a Jesus who really doesn't care if we serve other people or not.
Oh, Jesus.
We created a Jesus who doesn't care how we treat our spouses and our children and our parents and our neighbors. We created a Jesus who understands. Amen.
Oh,
and we walk around feeling good. We come to church on Sunday and we worship an imaginary Jesus, and we go home to real problems and wonder why we can't be delivered. Because that Jesus of your imagination has no power.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Wow.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
We gotta make a decision. You put palms in the street and you doing all these things, Hosanna in the highest, for who?
Exactly. Exactly.
Come on. We have to serve the true Jesus, not some imaginary one. We've created Jesus. He doesn't require obedience. He doesn't require devotion. He doesn't require commitment. He doesn't require sacrifice.
Mm. Jesus. Mm.
It's got to be convenient. You know, I can't come. I got something going on that day. Because your Jesus doesn't require you to satisfy your personal agenda for His.
Jesus.
That's an imaginary Jesus, amen? Mm-hmm. If you've never had to give up anything, you come to the service and you do for other people as long as it fits within your schedule. And nobody says anything to you. No conviction rises up in your spirit.
Jesus.
I'm telling you now, that's a fake Jesus that you got. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You never have been put in any inconvenience for somebody else? You following a different Jesus, Jack.
Yeah.
You ain't following the real Jesus, amen?
Wow.
We fear the Jesus who looks at our attendance at church, but doesn't look at the condition of our heart. Mm. Hmm?
Right.
That's the Jesus we fear. I'm here.
Amen?
Huh? Yeah, so that's why you can sit in the back of the pew, amen, lifting up holy hands and singing while you checking out Mrs. Jones.
Oh, Jesus.
That's why you serve on the pastor's board, because you just want to get next to the pastor, even though.
Jesus.
Come on, oh, man, you can't say that in church. It's going on in church.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Huh?
Right.
And somehow you do that with no sense of remorse or conviction. And I say to you, what Jesus allows you to get away with that?
Yeah.
Hey, that's an imaginary Jesus, man.
Yes, it is. God.
A Jesus who cares what you do on Sunday, but doesn't care what you do the rest of the week. That's an imaginary Jesus, huh?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Got your suit hanging in your car so that you can change up on your way home from the club Saturday night and go right into the church house Sunday morning.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm on somebody. And you can do that with impunity. I'm telling you now, you found behind, I don't know what you found, amen, but you ain't found the Jesus of the Bible, amen.
Amen.
Yes.
You found some Jesus that you created in your mind.
Yes.
An imaginary Jesus. A Jesus that has been created in our image and likeness.
Oh my God.
Glory to God. He conforms to you. Amen? He conforms to you. But the Bible says that, that we are to be conformed to the image of the Son. Not that we're to be, that He's to conform to our image. I'm telling you now, if the Jesus you serve and love so much always comforts you, but He never challenges you, that's a fake Jesus you follow, amen?
Yeah, yeah.
If the Jesus you follow always delights in you, but He never disciplines you, that's a fake Jesus you follow, amen?
Yeah.
If the Jesus you love so much always compliments you and He never corrects you,
sure.
He never convicts you, He never chastens you, that's an imaginary Jesus you got there, amen?
That's right.
Amen. And He's sitting on an imaginary throne with imaginary power.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, amen? That's why you've been praying to that imaginary Jesus in your, and nothing has changed in your life.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you know, you? We cannot recreate God.
That's right.
Mm. We have to serve the true and living God. There's some people right now who are in church and they believe they're serving the Lord.
Yep.
And Jesus has taught us that we have to forgive other people. Mm-hmm. And there's someone in the body of Christ, why not too far from here, who holding a grudge against somebody else.
Yeah.
You come to church every Sunday with your grudge. You and your grudge. Every day. Every Sunday. In fact, they have to have two seats, one for you, one for your grudge. Amen? You carry that grudge around with you everywhere. You ain't talking to your brother. You're not talking to your sister. You're not talking to your cousin. You done cut off this one. You done cut off that one. Amen? You ain't taking the phone call from this one no more. Don't talk to me about her. I don't want to hear. Don't even mention her name. I don't even like her. Amen? She used to be my friend. I done defriended her. Whatever you do when you're on Facebook, when you get somebody off your Facebook page, amen? You defriend. You take them off your wall. You block them from your whatever. You can't read my status. I don't like you. And you still coming to church. Talking about how much I love the Lord.
Oh, Lord.
And you feel good with it. I'm telling you, you have an imaginary Jesus. Because the real Jesus will convict you and tell you. Amen. If you don't forgive others, my Heavenly Father won't forgive you.
That's right.
Amen.
Huh?
That's true.
Amen. That's what the real Jesus was saying. But if you can walk around free and clear in your mind, you got a Jesus that you just created out of whole cloth. That Jesus doesn't exist. He lets you get away with that. See, real disciples sometimes say, you know, Jesus let you get away with holding grudges? That's what you say to somebody who's holding a grudge, you know. You should walk up to them. They doing something. They say, all right, now say nothing. Your Jesus allows you to hold grudges? Your Jesus allows you to get revenge on people?
Oh, wow.
I'm getting him back. I don't care if it takes the last thing I do. I'm getting him back. Your Jesus allowed you to do that?
Wow.
And when you were somebody, our Jesus don't allow us to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Come on, somebody. You shacking up.
Uh-oh.
Hmm? Mm. You come to church every day, you live with somebody, ain't your husband.
Uh-oh.
Ain't your wife. Hmm?
Uh-oh.
Fornicating all over town. Huh? Come to church. Why don't they let me sing the solo?
Because
your pastor served the real Jesus. And he know what you're doing. And you might feel fine doing that, think you're going to get away with it. But he said, you ain't singing nary a solo, nothing up in here until you stop fornicating all over town. Why? Wow, that's what the real Jesus was saying to you, amen?
That's right.
Your fake imaginary Jesus said it's okay. You can play house. You can play Mary.
Oh.
Because he really didn't mean for this cause.
Oh,
should a man leave his father and mother and the two shall become one flesh as he clings to his wife?
Jesus.
Clinging to girlfriends is the same thing. That's what your imaginary Jesus says.
Yeah.
Real Jesus don't say that.
That's right.
Somebody don't like you now.
No, fair enough.
You don't like me now. Amen? But we really do have to listen. We just can't act like, you know, we can do certain things and get away with them and all that because it's okay. Then that means on that point, you got to faith Jesus.
That's right.
Yes. If you live your life, you know, oh, I bring my tithes and I bring my offering, but you hold stuff against people, fine. When you bring your tithes, your offering, when you do this and you do that, okay, you're serving the real Jesus. But now, when you live in unforgiveness and you still cool with that, that's a fake Jesus who's allowing you to get away with that. And some of us got hybrid Jesus. We got some real Jesus and little fake Jesus. You know what I mean? Huh? Because in some areas of our life, we really, hey, I gotta do this because this is what the Lord requires. And then when the stuff you don't want to do, you now create a whole new Jesus that allows you to get away with it. Come on, somebody. It doesn't work. Because at some point, see, at some point you're going to be looking to that fake Jesus and you can't do anything for you.
Yeah.
And the danger is you're going to be just like these people, amen, to cry.
Right. That's right.
That when the fake Jesus, amen, who they created, the one who they thought was a military leader, the one they thought who was a political leader, the one they thought was going to overturn the Roman government, when he said, I'm not going to do that.
Wow.
They say, you know what? Then we have no need of you. Hmm? Right? And so when the Jesus you create can't solve your problems, you're going to come to a conclusion of what I need you for. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And next thing you know, you don't come to church anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Some people have had it. You understand?
Yeah.
You don't come to church and why I need you? And the reason why, you don't realize you're turning your back on a Jesus that never existed. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody. We have to make sure that we're worshiping the real Jesus, amen.
Amen.
And we have to do some self-examination and see if on any point we've created a Jesus that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Amen. A Jesus who doesn't care how we speak.
Mm-hmm. I really didn't mean that. Why you always got to talk about me? You always got to be so legalistic.
But Jesus said you'll have what you say. Yes. The real Jesus said that. Mm-hmm. But if you don't want to hear that, then you want to follow behind the faith, Jesus.
Yeah.
Who allows you to just say stuff and scattershot your words all over the place indiscriminately and don't really take control of what you're saying.
Yeah.
Hmm?
That's right.
Yeah, I can look at this magazine, I can look at this show, it really don't mean nothing. I mean, it doesn't mean anything.
Hmm?
You can stand on the corner with your fellas in the summer. Yeah, that's why I like the summertime too. Women start walking down the street.
Amen? Why? Because your Jesus doesn't say anything about committing adultery in your heart. Hmm? Your Jesus doesn't say if you go through with the whole thing, it's adultery. That's the fake Jesus that says that. Amen? We have to look at our lives, amen, and make sure we haven't created a God, a Jesus that doesn't exist, just so that we can feel comfortable in conduct that the real Jesus would not tolerate.
That's right.
Right. Hmm?
That's right.
Amen. Now, I just want to close with this. I'm going to ask you to turn with me to Revelation chapter 19. The people today that we saw on the scripture today were celebrating a Jesus who came in fulfillment of scripture. And he was riding on an animal. And we talked about it, amen. He was riding on a donkey, an untrained donkey, coming in peace. They should have known that. But they didn't want to. They overlooked that. They didn't want to take that for its truth. They wanted a Jesus that fit their lifestyle. Imagine that fit my lifestyle. I want you to know, amen, there's another scripture and there's a prophecy that's also going to be fulfilled, just like Zechariah's prophecy was being fulfilled. And this prophecy is in Revelation chapter 19, and Jesus riding on another animal, but this time it ain't no donkey. Let's look at verse number 11. It says, "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. I mean, you know, the Bible says that the horse is made ready for the day of battle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A donkey is an animal of peace. A horse, that's an animal of war. Amen. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and what? Make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowl that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant was slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. This is a prophecy, too, of Jesus riding on an animal. But he's coming this time. There's going to be a time he's coming with what? For judgment and for war. Amen? And this is real. Amen? And here's the thing. If for those who are in the body and have created this fake Jesus, oh, I'm telling you now, I'm encouraging you and praying for you that your eyes will be open and that you will embrace the real Jesus now. Because if you don't embrace the real Jesus now and you keep following behind that fake, imaginary Jesus that you created, I'm telling you that just as the prophecy of Zechariah was fulfilled when Jesus came on a donkey, this prophecy is going to be fulfilled with Jesus coming on his white horse in judgment. Amen. Yeah. And if you keep following behind that faith, Jesus, you're going to have to answer to the real Jesus one of these days. Yeah. Every knee shall bow. Amen. Every tongue shall confess that the real Jesus is Lord. Amen. Not your Jesus that you created. And I'm praying today, amen, that if you've been following behind the faith Jesus, one that allows you to get away with your dirt, one that allows you to get away with your sin, one that allows you to get away with a little lying, little stealing, little cheating, little drinking, little talking, a little, come on somebody, a little bumping and grinding. Okay, yeah, I don't see nothing wrong. See, if your Jesus says that, then R. Kelly.
Yeah. That's right.
R. Kelly said, I don't see nothing wrong.
Yeah, right.
We're little.
Yeah.
Jesus, I see everything wrong with that.
Amen.
If that ain't your wife, if that ain't your husband.
Right.
Amen. Come on, somebody.
Right.
And if you want to keep following behind that Jesus that you created, who said you really don't need to go to church. Right? They said assembling of yourself together stuff. He really didn't mean that. Hmm? There's going to come a day when Jesus is on the horse. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
With the sword coming out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Jesus.
You're going to have to stand before him and give an answer. Because every man's going to have to come before the judgment seat of Christ.
That's right. That's right.
And answer for what they've done in this body. Amen? When you start saying, I'm on the list,
turned and he said, "Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you." Amen? It's going to be too late then. But you got a chance right now. Amen? These people in the Bible who were praising Jesus on the Palm Sunday 2,000 years ago, and then a week later were talking about crucify him, crucify him, they're done.
Yeah.
They don't have another chance. Right? They created imaginary Jesus. They didn't like the real Jesus and what he stood for. They said, "We don't need Jesus at all." Well, they don't know it. Their ass is sealed.
Yeah, that's right.
But for those who are alive today, you still got a chance.
Yeah.
That's right.
You still got a chance. Mm-hmm. And I'm encouraging you today, ditch that imaginary Jesus of yours and follow behind the true and living God. Amen?
Amen.
Huh? Yeah. Follow behind the true and living God. Amen. It'll be the best decision you ever made in your life.
Amen.
Listen, I'm going to say it to you. I'm going to say it once, and we're going to get up on out of here. Amen. Get rid of that imaginary Jesus of yours. Amen.
Amen.
Get rid of that imaginary Jesus of yours. Amen. And embrace the true and living God, the true Son of God. Amen. Amen. Because that's the only way that your life will be different and changed and better both now and hereafter. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Lord God, rest in your people with me. I want to pray with you. Amen. Amen. I want to pray together that we don't have any imaginary Jesus in any area of our lives. Amen. A Jesus that we've convinced ourselves is fine with some of the stuff that we're doing that ain't right.
Wow.
Amen?
Amen.
Father, let's pray together. Father, we thank you right now, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for your Son. Not the one that some have created in their minds, and even us, God, that we might have been guilty of creating an imaginary Jesus ourselves.
Thank you,
Father. Father, we ask you to forgive us.
Yes.
Show us, dear God, where we have gone astray, and help us to get back on the right track where we can worship you in spirit and in truth,
yes,
that we can serve the true Jesus Christ of the Bible and not of our imagination. Father, we praise you right now that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
His way of doing things. He is our shepherd. He is to lead us, not us leading him.
Yeah.
He is to show us and to be our example.
Yeah.
We are to be conformed to his glorious image and not try to conform him into ours. Father, we just pray right now that you will show us through your mercy and your grace if there is any area of our lives, no matter how small, that we have created an imaginary Jesus, one who was perfectly content with us falling short of the standards of God. Reveal it unto us today, God, not tomorrow even. We ask that you will reveal it unto us today, Lord. And that then, God, you will release a grace in our lives and help us to make the change that we need to make. Because,
yes,
Father, we do not want to lift up an idol in our lives on any point. And we certainly don't want to do it in the name of the Lord. And so, Father, help us today, God, to make the changes that we need. That the Lord and the God that we serve is the true, authentic, no doubt about it, Jesus Christ of the Bible.
Yeah.
Because that is the only way that we can make it in this world. That is the only way that our election can be made sure.
Yes. Thank you.
And that we, God, can truly be and become the disciples that you have called us to be. Mm. And so, Father, we bless you now. And we give you praise and we give you glory. Father, I thank you for everyone here. And I pray, God, that, Lord, as we leave this place, that the self-examination will begin.
Yes.
And as you give us the revelation, let us move quickly to change whatever needs to be changed.
Yes.
That we will know for sure that we are serving the true and living God and not a figment of our imagination.
Yes,
Father, we bless you. We praise you. We honor you. We adore you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because as the song said, Jesus is real. Glory to God. And we want to serve the real Jesus Christ. And Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' great name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.